This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has won 240 seats, Telugu Desam has secured 16 seats and JDU 12. The INDIA bloc has bagged 233 seats, others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats, Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. Prominent candidates who have won include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya from Guna and BJP leader Om Birla. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from both Rai Bareli and Wayanad, Samajwadi Party leader Dimple Yadav from Mainpuri seat and Shatrughan Sinha of TMC from Asansol. Prominent candidates who have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Khunti and Smriti Irani from Amethi, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah from Baramulla and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anantnag seat. Meanwhile, in Odisha Assembly elections, the BJP has secured majority by winning 78 seats out of 147 members' house, while the Telugu Desam Party has secured absolute majority in the Andhra Pradesh Assembly elections by winning 135 seats out of 175 members' house. It is worth recalling that results of 25 assembly by-election have also been declared. Out of these, the BJP secured 11 seats, Congress 7, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress 2 each, CPIML, JMM and BAP 1 seat each. NDA is scheduled to meet in the capital today to chalk out future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Meanwhile, INDIA bloc meeting is also scheduled to be held in the national capital this evening. The meeting is expected to take place at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence. The Union Cabinet meeting is likely to be held in New Delhi today. As per the sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the meeting and Union Ministers will attend the meeting. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. Leaders from Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. The National Testing Agency has declared the result of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Examination, NEET UG. The students who appeared in the exam can check their result at exams.nta.ac.in/NEET. The examination for undergraduate medical programs was conducted on the 5th of last month. World Environment Day is being celebrated today for raising awareness and taking action on urgent environmental issues. It is a global event led by the United Nations to encourage awareness and action to protect the environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign on the occasion of World Environment Day today. Under this initiative, the Prime Minister planted a sapling at Budh Jayanti Park. This campaign aims to be a one-of-its-kind mass movement to plant crores of trees across the country. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northwestern part of the country for the next 4 to 5 days. The heat wave conditions with reduced intensity are likely to continue in isolated pockets over parts of northwest and east India during the same period. The IMD said, in association with approaching western disturbance, isolated to scattered light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till 8th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.